secret song he'll keep, and that she'll sing along wherever she may go, even if I never said hello.
That's Phoebe Hunt, 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us in the studio live is Daring Coyotes, David Clark Carroll. Good morning, David.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for having me on.
It's really a pleasure to have you here. And you're holding a mandolin in your hand. How many instruments do you play?
These days, I mainly play guitar, mandolin, and mandola. In the past, I've spent a lot of time playing banjo, three-finger bluegrass, a little bit of clawhammer, and a fair bit of tenor, four-string, in a Dixieland band back in California.
What's your favorite?
Honestly, mandolin. It's just, really? It's so much fun.
Now, mandolins are tuned differently than a guitar as far as the strings go. Is it harder to play? Is it more complicated? Once you learn one, is it easy to learn the other?
I like to say that they're really just different beasts. It's like moving from brass to woodwind, right? They're tuned in fifths just like a violin, so G, D, A, E, which means there's no weird B string to trip you up like with guitar, and it's not tuned in fourths, so everything's transferable. The mandola is the exact same, just every note's a fourth below, fifth below, however it works out. It always messes with my head.
Well, that's complicated, but it also makes sense, and theory-wise, it all makes sense, and so that's cool. So you can drift from banjo to mandola to guitar to mandolin, and you're not tripped up?
No. So the last couple records I put out were all instrumentals, and I did mandola, mandolin, and guitar were the primary voices on everything. Mm. And some days I'd be, you know, at lunchtime, I'm tracking some guitar parts with vocals. Maybe around dinner time, I'm playing some mandola. Dola, not dolin. Yeah, yeah. It's this lower tone. It's reminiscent of a viola. So if you think about it like a string quartet, the mandola is coming in being that kind of like mid-range supporting voice. Mm. And then after dinner, I'd come down and lay some, you know, high-pitched, noodly mandolin leads.
Well, that's kind of cool because you can work yourself to get the best out of you for each part, which is kind of cool. And you can relax and think about it, conceptualize it, and then lay it down until you get it just perfect, which is the beauty of your own home studio. So what is the title of your latest record?
So the last record I put out was an EP called The Aftermath that was mandola-focused. I re-recorded some songs from my first album with mandola as the leading voice as opposed to the supporting voice. Before that, I put out an album called Apple Cider Sessions in the last fall. I'm going to play a track from that later in a minute here called Cider Donuts. Kind of, you know, it's very, very apropos for the region.
Yeah, yeah. And, we follow the Hudson Valley Renegades, who's a baseball team at Dutchess County, and well, about six games a year, they're the Hudson Valley Cider Donuts.
Oh, that's so awesome.
We celebrate when the Cider Donuts take the field.
It makes my day.
Yeah. Well, we are talking with Daring Coyotes, part of the Berkshire Busk. It's at Castle Street Corner. That's where David is playing. David Clark Carroll is Daring Coyotes. And, well, how about we hear some music? He's got a mandolin in his hand, and we just discussed a couple of different instruments, but today he's wielding the mandolin. So tell us what you're going to play and jump in.
Well, I tend to choose mandolin when I only get one or two things to make my mark, because everyone's got a guitar, but not everyone has a mandolin. Yeah. I'm going to start with this song called Fading Memories. My music takes kind of two forms. One is more instrumental fiddle tune style, and the other is real John Prine-influenced singer-songwriter. And I'm almost done with my next album that's leaning more singer-songwriter. Whoa, cool. This is a song called Fading Memories. I wrote it about the place I live, East Hampton, Massachusetts.
All right. Daring Coyotes live on KZ. Daring Coyotes, live, 98.1 KZE. Love the heroic ending at the end of that, David. Very cool. So when it comes to mandolin, who is some of your favorite mando players?
I got into mandolin about 20 years ago when I was living in Berkeley, California. And it was David Grossman. There were other players, but that was the mandolin voice I heard that made me actually want to learn how to play this thing.
The dog.
Many other heroes since then. Sam Bush has become a personal. I really love Sam Bush's rhythm and backup, and I feel as a songwriter, I lean more on his style to fill a song out, fill space, and think about it more rhythmically. Dog is so melody, and he's the king of melody, and he's got a great bluegrass chop. But
Sam plays an amazing rhythm.
Yeah,
and it's almost percussive. It's chucking.
Yeah,
through the whole song, and then when it comes for him to pick, he almost doesn't stop, and the picking is almost as percussive as the chucking when he's playing, and he'll go right back into playing rhythm and not missing a beat, and it staggers my mind.
Yeah, and then Tim O'Brien, too, just as far as a songwriter, and I think he had the first record where I ever heard someone sing with solo mandolin. Like there's some dog stuff, there's solo mandolin music out there, there's not a whole lot. Here's a funky folk song I wrote about the fruit market. I'm going to sing it just with my mandolin. That was Tim O'Brien. Just like that kind of blew as far as what I thought of as you needed to be on a song wide open, where it's like you don't need a 5-piece bluegrass band on every song just because you happen to play bluegrass music.
Well, it's very important if you know how to serve the song, and you could lay off a lot of production and a lot of parts if you know the skeleton of the song. You can't go wrong. So speaking of which, if you just play instrumentally, you don't have to have words to it, which people can't form any kind of imagery through words, but your music can guide them in a different direction. So you want to grace us with an instrumental?
Yeah, this is a tune I wrote a couple falls back. I'd been living out west, and I came back in 2021 to be closer to my family.
Well, welcome back.
And this song I wrote when I was biking to the Park Hill Orchard and eating cider donuts.
Cider Donuts.
And this track is called Cider Donuts. It's the kickoff track on my album, Apple Cider Sessions.
Daring Coyotes, live on 98.1 KZE. Beautiful. Daring Coyotes, live on 98.1 KZE. Don't miss David Clark Carroll playing live at Castle Street Corner. Any special guests joining you for that, or it's just Daring Coyotes solo?
Berkshire Busk is usually a solo gig. Just I never quite know where on the sidewalk they're going to put me. Sometimes they move me. I do have a collaborator, fantastic bassist and multi-instrumentalist. Named Ryan Seiler. He's got his own solo project, Broke String. Great folk music. And we play a fair number of shows over in the East Hampton, North Hampton, Amherst area. Duo, sometimes trio and quartet with some other folks as well. But he's my primary collaborator right now.
Well, all the best to you. Knock 'em Dead. He's playing. This is Daring Coyotes, Castle Street Corner, which is kind of near the Mahawi. Of sorts in Great Barrington.
It's if you park in the parking lot behind them, that theater, stop by and see me on your way in. There's so much to see at Berkshire Busk. Railroad Street stages have just so much going on. There's usually some acrobatics. There's usually some just real eye-catching stuff. Wander the town. Take it in.
The balloon guy is going to be there as well.
It's kind of hard to express just what a scene it is until you're there. Take a drive. Check it out.
Sounds awesome. All around downtown Great Barrington, and Daring Coyotes kicks off about 6:30 tomorrow night. Thanks a lot for being here. All the best to you, David.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
All right. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. We're going to keep the music rolling right along after these very important messages from our sponsors. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maureen Villalmo.
And I'm Dr. Jeff Villalmo.